ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's getting ready to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump about to head to Ohio, then Texas, visiting two cities recovering from massacres.
This community is full of hope and resilience and beauty.
But Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar told MSNBC survivors of the Walmart shooting in El Paso that left 22 dead Saturday don't want to see the president.
Victims still in the hospital as they grab my arm and tell him not to come here.
The president's first stop will be in Dayton, where Democratic Mayor Nan Whaley will welcome him, but also tell him
he's made this bet and he's got to lie in it. You know, his rhetoric has been painful for many in our community.
Fox's Jeff Manasso is live outside the bar where 9 people were murdered early Sunday.
Dave, candles still flicker as flowers pile up here on the sidewalk where notes of love are scrawled out in chalk and where people who live here, like Samuel Barrow, are growing tired of the politics.
It's unfortunate that politicians make it about whether you're Democratic or whether you're Republican. It's about these poor people in El Paso and the poor people in my community, Dayton, whose families and lives have been destroyed.
President Trump expected here later this morning with a message of unity amid proposals here in Ohio to harden gun laws and access for people deemed a threat as the FBI continues to investigate a motive. Dave.
Jeff, those mass shootings have people more nervous in public. So last night in New York City's Times Square, there was some panic after a loud bang. Daniel Sinclair posted all this commotion on Twitter, but police said later there was no gunshot, no attack, just a motorcycle backfiring. There was a similar false alarm at a mall in Utah when a sign fell and caused alarm. In Afghanistan, they're sweeping up the broken glass of a bombed police headquarters in Kabul. A suicide attack that killed at least 14 people, wounded 145 more. The Taliban claim responsibility. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Things have turned sour again on Wall Street. Futures were up a few hours ago. Now they're falling. Dow futures down more than 200 points ahead of the opening bell, so we could see a return to selling that may erase yesterday's rebound. The ACLU is doing it again, taking the Trump administration to court over immigration policy.
A Trump administration rule expanded immigration officers' authority to deport migrants without a judge's approval last month, expediting removal potentially for tens of thousands of immigrants. The ACLU was challenging that expansion in court, arguing it could lead to errors, including the unintended deportation of U.S. citizens. Previously, expedited removal was available only for immigrants caught near the U.S. border and in the country fewer than 2 weeks. The new rule applies nationwide and to those in the country fewer than 2 years. President Trump authorized the expanded expedited removal in a 2017 executive order, a move designed to alleviate a court backlog. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Tennessee woman who was sentenced to live the rest of her life behind bars is now free, just released from prison a few minutes ago.
Centoya Brown is getting her freedom after being granted clemency in January by then-Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam. She was sentenced to life in 2004 for first-degree murder when she was just 16. Brown said she was a sex trafficking victim, but prosecutors said it was a cold-blooded killing when she shot a Nashville real estate agent who had picked her up at a restaurant and taken her to his home. In the years following, her case became a rallying cry for judicial reform, and celebrities including Kim Kardashian West and LeBron James spoke out on her behalf. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A woman in Georgia is being investigated by police after Brandi Lassiter posted a video on Facebook that went viral claiming she's HIV positive and intentionally affected others, which would be a felony. She also listed men she says she's infected and their wives and girlfriends bragging about revenge. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, local news brought to you, by the way, our Stever, GoStever.com. Gone in like a minute.
Okay.
$20, $30 vouchers gone. If you want to win, this is going to be your avenue. You'll have to go to GoStever.com. This is this program that's kind of wacky and way out there, and I invented it.
Easy, Stever.
That's how they, my kids, whenever I said things out there, which I say on and off the air, easy, Stever.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it's went quickly, so enjoy. You have 7 days to use your voucher with your phone. Go on to Rosati's and enjoy, and then let me know what you think. And then the little feedback thing comes right to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Local news brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance, your local independent auto insurance, auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today, 217-356-2400. Really good guys. Visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 3.5 years in prison is the sentence for a Phoenix man who had a gun in a vehicle in Champaign. 21-year-old Jamar Holbrook was a passenger in a vehicle that Champaign police had stopped this past May for an alleged traffic issue. Holbrook and another passenger were found with loaded guns. He pleaded guilty to unlawful use of weapons by a felon. A co-defendant is due in court later this month. A Sheldon man has been charged with first-degree murder in connection to the death of a 17-year-old girl. The Iroquois County Sheriff's Department said on Monday afternoon, deputies were called to the home of 49-year-old Arthur Jensen on the report of a disturbance. Jensen said he had strangled a girl who was inside. The victim's name has not yet been released. An autopsy confirmed the victim died from strangulation. Jensen is due back in court tomorrow. Bond for Jensen was set at $1 million. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Well, we check our weather, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Well, looking sunny today, high 86, 66 our low into the evening tonight. There's a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy, high 87 expected tomorrow, down to around 63. Sunny on Friday, high 83, low 59. Right now, 69, ESPN 93.5.
Want to go get an appliance today? Maybe you want that new dishwasher. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, that's all they do is appliances. They do better than anybody else. The largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois is Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection, and their people know what they're talking about. They can explain to you the differences between your Beko and your Bosch. Plus, they believably give you a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke. Appliance World. You can go online at appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com.
Got a comment. I need to vary my wow. So I tried to do wow.
Well, you got to do it like she does it.
Wow!
Exactly.
Good work.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. According to a recent survey by the global health service company Cigna, the loneliest generation in the United States today, not the oldest Americans, but some of our youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Students between 18 and 22 may have thousands of friends online, but few in real life. Is it an epidemic? Author Florence Ann Romano, is that right?
That's right.
Nice to have you on. What is your book? What is your? I don't have the title. What is the name of your book?
Nanny and Me. It's a book that helps children understand the transition of being cared for by their parents to being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker. I wrote it after my 15 years of being a nanny to help children.
Holy cow, look at you go. Nice. Come on, Florence. From Chicago today, you know, we have been just inundated with sad news all week about the shootings. And one of the things I listed, yes. I have eight things I think contribute to this. One of them is isolation. And something weird going on with the phones and the internet, and that you feel connected, but you're not. Nobody knows who you are, but you're out there and you're punching in letters you should never say when you push send, but you do anyway. It's a weird new dynamic, isn't it?
It's an unbelievable dynamic. You know, I'm never someone that will condemn technology. I think technology is fantastic and we need it to keep advancing us forward. But we have an issue, I think, in our world today where we don't have anything in moderation anymore. We're either at one end or the other and it's, you know, no balance at all. And I think that's to be said for social media as well. And adults and children, you know, it's funny. We talk about how kids are affected by social media. And to your point, you need people punching in letters and pressing send, and they shouldn't be doing that. Well, here we are as adults participating in oftentimes, you know, bullying, things online you would never say to someone in person, yet we're trying to tell teenagers and children even younger than that that they shouldn't be doing something like that when adults can't control themselves when it comes to being constructive or, you know, just disagreeing and not, you know, lashing out in a violent way. So when you look at a statistic like that about, you know, this being the loneliest generation, I understand why a statistic like that exists because of how isolating social media can be. But it also begs the question of when children are on social media, you would think that this would be a place that you feel surrounded by support and you can, you know, be lifting each other up. And that's not the case. A lot of times, you know, this misery loves company, you know, idea exists on the internet. So they're talking about how they feel mentally, emotionally, all of that. And it seems like they have support, but really when it comes to who's going to be there in those tough moments, they don't have those people. And you also have people online who are encouraging you to do things that are negative. And we see that in the news, too, about how that bullying and the suicide rates and all of that is just staggering. So to think that this hasn't affected that statistic that you read, I think would not be right on the part of society to not think that there is a larger problem going on here.
All right. The book is titled Nanny and Me. It's written by Florence Romano. She's in Chicago. So how did you do? 15 years. A, why did you stop? B, what happened to the kids?
The kids got older and didn't need their nanny anymore. But, you know, I always loved, you know, children. And I started as a mother's helper and, you know, became a babysitter like a lot of young girls do. And it just kind of just catapulted me into this career. And Mary Poppins has a phrase, you know, you stay until the wind changes. And the wind changes for a lot of different reasons. And after 15 years and the last family I worked for was moving away, it was time to retire and to connect with children and families in a different way.
Okay, awesome. Well, one review says this gorgeously illustrated children's book explains that children are loved by their caretakers and their parents, even though their parents must work and can't spend as much time as they might with their children. So you must have been a good nanny to survive 15 years. They must have loved you. And I'm sure you're staying in touch, right, because you're part of the family at this point.
Oh, my gosh. I don't let any of those kids out of my sight. One of them is getting married next summer, she still texts me today and says, I still need my nanny. I don't let them go. I stay in touch because you're right. You do become a part of the family, and they become a big part of your heart.
And were you able to say off of that phone, no social media? I mean, did you control? You'd have to do some of that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I wasn't a nanny when there was technology the way there was today. I had to use my imagination, if you can believe it or not, to entertain those kids. So.
Wow. I bet it's hard. I mean, you tell these kids at 14 years old, put your phone down, you're going to have some wrestling going on here.
I mean, that's the worst punishment in the world for a teenager if you take away their technology. I mean, it's great to have that to use in your back pocket, but at the same time, you're like, oh, my gosh, what has happened to our world?
Well, it's certainly an element that we got to be careful of with the new technology and chat rooms and things that isolate, but yet you have thousands of friends, but yet you don't. It's a weird dynamic. Hey, nice meeting you, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you for having me. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Florence Romano, R-A-M-O-N-O. Book is Nanny and Me. Available everywhere. ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports, quarter after 8. If you'd like to nominate somebody for a beautiful blossom basket, florist, we're doing that. Florist arrangement. We got a great arrangement of flowers. We're going to send on your behalf. If you have a moment to text in who and why, briefly, 359-2255. We're going to do this in 15 minutes.
The Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1, and they've got a 2-10 start today. Let's find out more with our Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at Dodger Stadium, where today the Cardinals will try to avoid a sweep by the Dodgers and try to avoid a sweep on the road trip.
Been a tough road trip for the Cardinals. The offense has really struggled. There was a great game last night, a close game. Cardinals couldn't come up with a big hit, but Miles Michaelis pitched very well. He just came up short as the Cardinals dropped the game 3-1.
And the Cardinals will go with Jack Flaherty today. Flaherty had a great start his last time out as the Cardinals were pitched into first place in the division, but they've fallen out of first place, losing 2 in Oakland and 2 in L.A.
Flaherty seems to have found his swing and miss pitch. The slider's back. The command of his fastball is back. The Cardinals need him to come up big.
Jack will take a 5-6 record to the mound today against right-hander Dustin May, 0-1. And we're on the air with the pregame show at 1:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 2 o'clock.
The Oakland A's beat the Chicago Cubs 11-4. They've got a day game today. It's a 1:20 start heard on U.S. 105 Dime. Chicago White Sox split with Detroit 5-3 winners, then 10-6 losers. This afternoon, they'll be in action at 12:10. I was reading about the Illini opening their four-game Italy tour by dominating CUS in Serbia 118-56 last night. A nice balanced effort. 10 Illini logging double digits. 7 players working out between 21 and 24 minutes during the game, along with spreading out the playing time and experimenting with the different lineups and rotations. Coach Brad Underwood also using the trip to give his coaching staff opportunities to serve as head coach. So Jeff Alexander coached the Illini squad.
He gets to sit and watch.
I see.
Yeah, lets his assistant guys do all that.
Love the idea. Well, obviously, Jeff Alexander did pretty well.
We won by
62 points.
It's a bonding trip. You're not going to know a lot about your basketball team, mm-hmm. but you guys bond, and that's the whole point, is take a cool trip, play a little basketball.
Illini football quarterback position, they're talking about that being kind of derby-like. It looks like our junior Brandon Peters is kind of leading the way, but there are freshmen battling for that position of quarterback, Karan Taylor and Isaiah Williams. And Matt Robinson, it says R-FR, so he's a redshirt freshman?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we know. So in any case, that's going on from 10 to noon today in case you'd like to check out the Illini in action. That's near Lincoln and Florida as you park at the Florida residence halls. And we also have the family fan experience happening on Saturday with the Jumbotron featuring Disney's Aladdin after 7. Now tonight, I've got my neighborhood nights. And if you're into bikes, want to get the bike tuned up, 6:30 to 8, they have all kinds of people to do that. If you're wanting to take a bike ride, it's a pretty cool opportunity for you to go to the Sydney Dairy Barn. Make sure you have a
bike ride now.
I know
so
it.
So from Meadowbrook in Urbana.
Uh-huh.
That's a park with all the cool structures.
Yes, it is.
And then they're going to have a country, I would think, roads
uh-huh.
trip down to Dairy Barn.
They do.
Yeah.
So they've got helmets and lights and things like that that they'll want you to bring and get checked out. So it's all tonight, 6:30 to 8 as the finale for Neighborhood Nights. Working with the Urbana Park District and OSF Healthcare. So Nickel and Dimes is the band that'll be on stage. Lawn chairs with free popcorn and lemonade and bug spray if you need it. Mm. I'm looking forward to introducing Nickel and Dimes at Meadowbrook.
Just can't believe it's over.
Crazy.
Summer.
Exactly.
ESPN 93.5, here's your weather.
Looking good with a high 86, low 66. 87 our high tomorrow, down to around 63. The chance of a shower at 20%. 83 the high on Friday, down to 59. Over the weekend, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. There's a 40% chance of showers late on Sunday. 68 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to call Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Florist, in about 15 minutes. And we'll give away a beautiful bouquet of flowers. Got tough choices, huh?
Yeah, and the final final nominations could be coming in now at 359-2255.
Just nominate somebody. Say, hey, I want to give this to my lovely wife, my husband. They deserve this. A beautiful bouquet from Blossom Basket, absolutely free on your behalf because you're thoughtful enough to text it in. 359-2255, last chance. 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, interest rates on U.S. Treasury bonds have turned sharply lower, a sign that investors are moving out of the stock market into the bond market. Uncertainty about the U.S. trade situation with China is also believed to be weighing on investors. Walt Disney Company shares are expected to lose ground today and could weigh on the market. Disney is in the Dow Jones Industrials. It brought in record revenue in the spring quarter, but its earnings were weaker than a year ago and were lower than Wall Street was expecting. However, drugstore chain CVS reported a stronger-than-expected quarter. The lower interest rates are prompting more homeowners to refinance. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the total number of mortgage applications increased 5.3% last week. Applications to purchase a home declined, though refinancings increased. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Neighborhood Nights. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Randy Scott and Nicole Briscoe.
Ezekiel Elliott, like I said, is arguably the best running back in the NFL the last three seasons.
Yeah.
And he's missed eight games.
He is. He won the rushing title two of the last three.
And he's missed eight games.
The league is devaluing the running back position. I think that's why Ezekiel isn't done yet. I mean, if he's a receiver, a quarterback, this deal's done.
No. But, no, this deal, he's completed 3 years of NFL service. Like, it's not like an NFL rookie enters the league and there's not a collective bargaining agreement in place that takes care of all of this. These things are pre-negotiated. And this is my problem. You entered the league as a rookie. You had to prove yourself, and that's fine. And I know that you've done a great job. But you've done 3 years. There are a lot of guys in the league who had to go through the rookie contract and wait a little bit longer. I had a lot more respect for Le'Veon Bell holding out than I do Ezekiel Elliott at this point.
President going to Dayton and then El Paso. Meet with first responders, some victims for the shootings. Secret Service, I have no idea how you do that. Because there's some emotion on both sides going right now. And how do you make sure that the president is protected? Yeah, I don't know. They're just amazing how they, because, you know, just decided a couple of days ago he's going to El Paso. How do you secure where you're going? How do you do the streets? I mean, wow. How do you do that? Glad they're doing it, not me. I have no idea.
Well, I know from visiting Washington, D.C., the residents in that area kind of know his schedule because there's streets that are blocked off when he decides to go to Dulles or fly out of wherever.
Yeah.
And you're backed up for hours if you're not, like, watching it. And there's so many tourists. When we went in and visited the Capitol, 6,000 a day.
Oh, my.
At the Capitol.
Wow. And talk about security.
I know.
You gotta be careful with that, too.
So, pretty cool stuff, though, this summer vacation that I got to experience.
You bet. All right, going to give away our flowers. We'll do that next. We'll call Ron Bailey at Blossom Basket, share some love, because we need more of it.
Mm-hmm.
We need more love.
That's right.
Hugging, kindness, thoughtfulness, less pointing fingers and stuff. 827, we'll do that next.
Hey, Harry, get ready, get set, and make sure you go to Game Day Spirit August 9th and 10th.
What's so epic about this sale?
Well, prices will be marked up to 80% off with brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and 47 brand. Tees as low as $4, hats as low as $7. Need one of those clear stadium bags this fall? Game Day Spirit will have them on sale for just $5. Oh, and those Flying Illini bobbleheads, half off.
So when is it?
It's Game Day Spirit's epic clearance event August 9th and 10th at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. Don't miss it.
Lend us an ear to hear about the Sweet Corn Festival in downtown Urbana on August 23rd and 24th. We're going to have an amazing time jamming with local bands, performing a variety of genres, including American classics, country and rock covers, and a live DJ on the new downtown Get Down stage. In addition to music, family activities, and local food, there will be local beer and wine provided by Riggs Beer Company. Visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com for the full lineup schedule and entertainment at our downtown bars and more. Brought to you by the Urbana Business Association, WCIA, Republic, Skep Distributing, Alliance, Sinai Studio in Walmart.
ESPN Radio, along with our friends at Prospect Bank, are welcoming students back with our Welcome Back Student Bags on Quad Day. Look for our team spread throughout campus town distributing these bags starting around lunchtime on Sunday, August 25th. We'll hand out 1,000 bags randomly stuffed with cash, gift cards, and offers. That's right, 1,000 bags from local businesses like FedEx, Prospect Bank, Jets Pizza, Octave Apartments, and more. Look for us on the streets with our Welcome Back Student Bags Sunday, August 25th, and score some great deals on Quad Day.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump today visits two cities where mass shootings happened this past weekend, Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. He has said he supports the idea of red flag gun laws to take guns away from people considered a danger to themselves or others. But the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., says he's not crazy about that idea.
I'm not worried about it in this administration, but in a future, potentially more leftist administration, I could see them weaponizing this.
He was on Fox and Friends. The president's on his way to Ohio now. An ex-girlfriend of the Dayton shooter says he talked a lot about mass shootings.
It was our very first date when he showed me the shooting of the synagogue, which was in the news. And then the second one was when he got super drunk and told me he wanted to hurt people.
That's Adelia Johnson. Police shot and killed Connor Betts after he killed 9 people, including his sister. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 8 years in prison is the sentence for a 17-year-old Champaign man who was involved in a February 9th shooting at the Hamilton on the Park apartment complex. Devin Miles allegedly robbed one of the occupants of a car in Urbana during a drug deal. He pleaded guilty to shooting at a car. Other cases were dismissed. The Illinois State Treasurer plans to auction off more than $150,000 worth of unclaimed property at the Illinois State Fairgrounds on August 17th. There are over 25,000 items up for live auction. They include rare coins, unique jewelry, and a baseball signed by the 1985 Chicago Cubs. 3.5 years in prison is the sentence for a Phoenix man who had a gun in a vehicle in Champaign. 21-year-old Jamar Holbrook was a passenger in a vehicle that Champaign police had stopped this past May for an alleged traffic issue. Holbrook and another passenger were found with loaded guns. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Friendly, efficient, and delicious. Perfectly seasoned. Well executed. The perfect date night. These words and phrases describe one place. Naya Restaurant in Champaign. Open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30. Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. Naya Restaurant, 212 East Green Street. Experience it for yourself.
High Stocky Gymnastics in Champaign is a top-notch gymnastics teaching ground for a child's discipline and dedication to a craft. High Stocky Gymnastics also serves the purpose of growing a child's confidence in their own body and knowing how their body operates to help them in future athletic endeavors. With 13 different classes suited for different ages, skill levels, genders, and time slots, High Stocky Gymnastics has a class for your child. When thinking about the cost per class, don't think of it as that. Think about it as an investment in your child's future. Call 351-2003 or email info@highestockygym.com for more information and to sign up for classes.
Tonight on Fox, the gang is back. The 90210 premiere.
Kind of freaking out a little bit.
You got that, right?
Jason, Jenny, Ian, Gabrielle, Brian, Tori, and Shannon.
Well, this is weird.
Oh, my God!
The six-week summer event you cannot miss.
I just really love us all together, huh?
90210 premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on Fox.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane, just
looking good, Stevie. We've got sunshine and a high 86 expected. 66 our low tonight, up to 87, partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of showers, 82 as we wrap up the week Friday with the sunshine. We're currently at 79. ESPN 93.5.
Well, happy to welcome Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Florist. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. Thank you.
Chris Swisher, Sydney, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Stevie?
I'm terrific.
Should I read the nomination?
Yeah, please read Chris's words this morning about his wife, Tara.
I just want to show my wife that she is still the most important woman in my life. Oh. We both work so much.
Hey.
We rarely see each other anymore, and it's gotten to the point where we're in a rut. Yeah, we tell each other we love each other, but flowers from Blossom Basket is exactly what I'm looking for to really show her. Thank you for the opportunity.
Wonderful. You win, Chris. How thoughtful of you. And such a nice text. Good going today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I know my wife's going to love it, too.
Well, Ron, look at you, Ron. You take care of people. That's what you do, Ron. You give them a floral hug every day, Ron.
We try to give them hope with flowers, so that's what our goal is.
All right, we'll set all this up. Chris, again, congratulations.
Yep, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And Ron Bailey, thank you. And this very troubling week of shootings, the number one thing on my list of why all this is happening was we're pushing God out of our life. Not at the Blossom Basket, my friend, not there.
No, yeah, it's a sad state that we're in, and that's what we need to pray for our country, and that's where our salvation is going to come from, is from the Lord.
Well, thank you for everything you do, Ron Bailey. What a wonderful company you have with the Blossom Basket. You're the best. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Florist, Chris Swisher, Sydney.
To brighten anybody's life, it's a great idea to send some flowers from Blossom Basket Florist, 367 Rose.
Okie dokie. Speaking of, since we're doing nice things today,
mm-hmm.
a retired police officer is going to get a new roof. Who's that going to be? Uh-huh. Freedom Roofing salutes police. Now, it's a little awkward when you try and give something to police, current police officers, because then it looks like you're bribing them. So this is why it's for a retired police officer.
Okay, gotcha.
Because if you gave an active police officer, man or woman, a new roof, then you're trying to bribe them. They have rules. I don't think they can accept anything more than $25, if you know, a gift card or something. And I can understand that. So Kurt Kaiser over Freedom Roofing said, well, let's do a retired police officer. My intention is real and it's authentic. We just appreciate what they do, keeping us safe. So if you want to nominate somebody to win a free roof, wow.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need, we got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
That Illini Mattress offers all of America's top mattress brands? Choose from Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest Black, and the brand new Adapt and Pro Adapt collections from Tempur-Pedic, all proudly made in the USA. Now is the time to get your best sleep. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 60 months with approved credit. With our low price guarantee, full service delivery, and our exceptional customer service, what are you waiting for? Sleep healthier, live better at family-owned Illini Mattress.
Pros like you do it right to find the best deals on what you need to update or maintain your properties. Lowe's is here to help with everyday savings and more throughout the store. Stop in today and get Project Source blinds and shades starting at just $5.28. Find the right sizes and styles and in the quantities you need. Plus, save up to 40% off select kitchen and bath fixtures, including vanities, starting at just $129. Whatever you need for this job and everyone after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 8/11 U.S. only.
President's about to go on his flight to Dayton and El Paso, and he's talking to reporters right now, thinking that Republicans and Democrats might be able to come together and do something, background checks and perhaps some other things. We'll check your sports. That'll be next. Cubs and Cardinals news. Stand by. There's probably many, but what's one thing you want people to know about police? Who are you?
Well, just we're the same as your neighbor. We're family people. We're men and women that live next door to you. I've coached my kids all through softball, baseball, soccer, basketball. I was on the school board. Every one of us is like that. Now, we just don't stop. We go home at night. We go out and serve our communities afterwards. We're always out there. There's someone you can talk to even when we're off duty. We're out there serving our community. We're your neighbors. We're the same people that live right next door to you.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald, Urbana Police Department. Congratulations. You did it. 33 years. When's the day?
September 27th.
Okay. And then you got 50 more years to go. So now what?
My son just graduated from the University of Illinois. Got his master's and he's just moved to Chicago.
Wow.
My daughter is going to be a junior at Indiana State.
You just got to find a place to retire. Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
Urbana's going to miss you.
Thank you.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callskToday.com.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant on South Mule Street in Champaign doesn't just serve amazing food at a reasonable price, they're also committed to the community. Owner Victor Fuentes is proud to call the Midwest his home, and he shows it by hosting great community fundraisers at the restaurant. From popular annual events like Cinco de Mayo to being a part of local school and club fundraisers every month, El Toro is not only committed to supporting your empty stomach, but also a great community. Check out what local fundraisers are coming up soon on their website, eltororestaurante.com, or visit them at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
President Trump says, I'm worried about all hate groups, including white supremacists and Antifa. 16 before 9, ESPN 93.5 Sports.
St. Louis Cardinals lose to the L.A. Dodgers. The final was 3-1. They've got a 2-10 start today using Jack Flaherty on the mound. The L.A. Dodgers for you, Justin May. We can get more details now with your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at Dodger Stadium, where today the Cardinals will try to avoid a sweep by the Dodgers and try to avoid a sweep on the road trip.
Been a tough road trip for the Cardinals. The offense has really struggled. There was a great game last night, a close game. Cardinals couldn't come up with a big hit. But Miles Michaelis pitched very well. He just came up short as the Cardinals dropped the game 3-1.
Now the Cardinals will go with Jack Flaherty today. Flaherty had a great start his last time out as the Cardinals were pitched into first place in the division, but they've fallen out of first place, losing 2 in Oakland and 2 in L.A.
Flaherty seems to have found his swing and miss pitch. The slider's back. The command of his fastball is back. The Cardinals need him to come up big.
Jack will take a 5-6 record to the mound today against right-hander Dustin May, 0-1, and we're on the air with the pregame show at 1:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 2 o'clock.
The A's beat the Cubs 11-4 yesterday. It's a day game today on US 105.9 with a 1:20 start. That means I'll have a shortened show. But plenty of things to keep me busy here at CBJ Broadcasting. Chicago White Sox over Detroit in the early game, 5-3. Detroit over the Chicago White Sox in the later game, 10-6 yesterday. They've got an afternoon game today, too, at 12:10. The four-game Italy tour continues for Illini against Gazzotta All-Stars today. 118-56, they beat CUS in Serbia yesterday. Illinois football, the camp continues, and if you'd like to see it between 10 a.m. and noon, that's right off Florida and Lincoln today. On the 10th at Memorial Stadium from 4 to 6, they'll have their open practice, then autographs. Then on the Jumbotron, you can see Disney's Aladdin. And it's free with Busey Bank handing out the popcorn buckets to the first 500 fans. If you'd like to get it filled with popcorn, it's $4. You're welcome to bring a blanket, food, and drink. So come on in that west side of Memorial Stadium. It's all happening on Saturday night. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay. Got a texter.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marcus in Colorado. Have Kofi and Andre made it to Italy?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think they can go. I mean, maybe Jeremy Warner will have more Austin Berkland, but I think there's something happened with the paperwork. Now, this, again, is I don't even know exactly how I know this, but Kofi and Andre, they're citizens of other countries. I don't know. Something messed up with paper. That's all I know.
Due to visa issues and missed games versus CUS in Serbia. So,
due to visa problems?
Due to visa issues.
I don't know.
They were unable to travel with the team on August 4th. and that's flight to Milan.
Okay. I know you have to do a lot of things sometimes to go to different countries. I don't know the situation, but that's too bad because those are two big players for us. Kofi Cockburn and Andre Felice, mm-hmm. two huge players.
That's right, projected. Freshman center and senior guard, Andres Felice.
Huge. Okay, check your weather next.
Join Ed.
Flash Connect to start listening today.
Here is your weather, Diane DC.
It's looking great over the next 3 days. We've got highs in the mid-80s down into the mid-60s at night. There is a slight chance for some showers tomorrow, but only 20%. Rain resurfacing in the forecast on Sunday and Monday. But still, the weather looks terrific for this time of year. Temperatures currently at 78. ESPN 93.5.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Okay, and we're about to wrap here. Basketball, football practice going on 10 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
You park over at Florida Avenue Residence Hall across the street.
That's right.
Yep. And you go see some of the Fighting Illini right there. And, mm-hmm. and this handful of open practices, then they'll shut her down and do their secret stuff.
That's right.
And then Saturday's the big movie.
Fan Appreciation Day, 4 to 6. Autograph, 6 to 7. Aladdin being shown at 7 on the Jumbotron.
That's Saturday night at Memorial Stadium on Zupke Field.
With Will Smith, all the blue, as the genie.
So, oh, it's the new one.
I think so.
It's not the Robin Williams Aladdin?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was the new
okay.
one.
Okay.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com. Or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Tonight on Fox, the gang is back. The 90210 premiere.
I'm freaking out a little bit.
You got that right.
Jason, Jenny, Ian, Gabrielle, Brian, Tori, and Shannon.
Well, this is weird.
Oh, my God.
The six-week summer event you cannot miss.
I just really love us all together, huh?
90210 premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on Fox.
Ask yourself, is there a better feeling than knowing you made a difference in someone's life, whether it be a child who has health issues or a veteran with wellness problems? Did you know there is an organization of 2,000 lodges nationwide and one locally whose mission statement is to help children and veterans? Who are they? They are the Elks. To learn more about the Elks cause, visit elks.org or call 217-359-2497. One's efforts can make a difference to so many.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. It's based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, car care track 12 months ending December 2018.
Don't look if you have a 401. Just don't look right now because
okay.
It's been rocked a little bit. Yeah, Dow's down about 536. 2 month low, but still at 25.5. It was at the all-time high about 2,000 points ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's down to 2 month low.
My son Aiden's been getting into those charts.
Yeah?
And he'll say, the Dow Jones is dropping. And I don't know where he's getting that.
Maybe he knows something.
I don't know.
Ask him what to buy.
Well, Rain Man is studying the charts of the stocks and bonds.
Hey, man. I mean, yeah.
So anyway.
I guarantee you Aiden knows more than me.
I'm like, don't worry about it, Aiden. Don't stress out.
It's okay. He's probably just thinking of that portfolio.
Exactly.
He probably amassed millions of dollars. You don't even know it.
Who knows?
He's been day trading. Okay. Back tomorrow. John Decker live from the White House on Thursdays. That's tomorrow on the show. Mm-hmm. Stand by. Jeremy Warner program coming up next.
Sounds good. I'll see you at Meadowbrook Park tonight for the final neighborhood night.
Have
Nickel and Dimes on stage.
Wonderful time. And if you want to take a bike ride, they got you set up.
To the Sydney Dairy Barn tonight. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We really appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof. Just go to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com, and somebody's going to win a free roof, retired police officer. Thanks. Have a wonderful Wednesday.